Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Great, Mike. How are you?
Good. Another poem this week. We're moving from sort of surgical and headache kinds of topics back to one of our old staples, which is diabetes.
Well, yeah, or if not diabetes, at least glycemic control.
Exactly, exactly. So this week we're actually moving from an outpatient arena to an intensive care unit type arena. And we're asking a sort of an interesting question. We know that the combination of diabetes and an intensive care unit can be challenging at best, and the literature is filled with contradictory reports on the utility of tight control in the ICU. So this week's poem attempts to address why there's such uncertainty in this area. It actually, the question it's asking is relatively broad, in fact, broader than most of our poems, which tend to be very specific. So the poem is, why have studies found different degrees of benefit and harm for tight glucose control in the intensive care unit? The study actually is published in Chest. And Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this was a meta-analysis. And, you know, old habits die hard. You know, a lot of us have a hard time believing, or a lot of physicians have a hard time believing that tight blood glucose control in ICU patients just must be a good thing. I mean, it makes so much sense. And there were some early studies on their side. The Leuven intensive insulin therapy trial found a benefit of intensive control, but there have been a number of studies since then that have found no benefit, and some have even found harm of intensive control. And one of the reasons you do a meta-analysis is to try to make sense of conflicting data, so that's what these authors did. And they found 7 randomized trials that compared tight glucose control, which was a target of 80 to 110 milligrams per deciliter, with less intensive control. They were all randomized with allocation concealed. All of them used intention-to-treat analysis. They all had observers who were masked to treatment assignment. So well-designed studies. And none of the studies masked the patients or physicians, though. But, again, they all masked the observers, which is probably the most important thing. They found that intensive therapy did result in a lower mean blood sugar, which you'd expect, about 112 in the intensive versus 150 in the non-intensive groups. There were no differences in 28-day survival, bloodstream infections, need for dialysis, though. Not surprisingly, a lot more hypoglycemia in the intensive therapy group with an odds ratio of 7.7. The authors did what they called a meta-regression. Now, normally when we do a regression, you're thinking of individual patient data. In the meta-regression, the dependent variable was 28-day survival. The independent variables were the study characteristics. So did the study, what kind of patients did they include? You know, how was the nutrition given? And what they found was that the one factor that seemed to predict survival in terms of study design was the percentage of calories given IV. And they found that in ICU patients getting a high percentage of their calories IV, intensive control wasn't harmful and might even be helpful, while the opposite was true for patients receiving a high percentage of their calories enterally. It could be through a tube, it could be orally, but could be through a tube, but the opposite was true. So this was interesting. I mean, this kind of hopefully helped add some clarity why these studies found different things, and it seemed to be the percentage of calories given IV versus enterally. So if you are giving most of the calories IV in the ICU, then it might be helpful to do that tight glycemic control, but not if most of the calories are enteral.
I think that really depends on what the patient has as their primary illness, getting them into the intensive care unit. Interesting, there are obviously downsides of tight control, and if we don't have to go that route, it's probably beneficial. And interesting poem. I would have not read this on my own. It's a practice changer. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, talk to you next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.